Remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is preparing to take the stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, while also providing a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominees in the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday evening. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Two are dead after protests Tuesday night over a police shooting of a black man in the U.S. state of Wisconsin erupted into gun violence. Police say at least one was injured in the shooting as well. Social media videos viewed by Reuters show crowds chasing a man running down the street with a rifle after they believed he had shot another man. Kenosha has been rocked by protests since Sunday when police shot Jacob Blake in the back at close range. Flash flooding in Afghanistan killed more than 70 people in Parwan province, north of Kabul, early on Wednesday. Officials monitoring the situation said close to 100 are injured, and the number may rise as more cases are reported. President Ashraf Ghani said he was deeply affected by the loss of life and financial losses caused by the floods in a tweet from his own home office and ordered emergency supplies to be delivered to the affected areas. This is VOA News. The gunman who pleaded guilty to shooting and killing